All right, time to rev up the Wayback Machine and set the controls for a chapter in the heart of the history of music in Perth. Ross Chisholm, he's back to give us a local music education on the land that time forgot. Hello.
Good morning, Caitlin. How are you?
Morning. I can only half hear you, to be honest. My headphones are buggered. It's really throwing me off this morning.
That's really strange, because anyone I work with hears me clear as day.
Yes, I know. I should have no problem with you at all, shouldn't I?
All okay,
right. Welcome.
Welcome. We're going back to, well, say the early 2000s here, although...
So I was right.
Sometimes the delineation about when one band finishes and another starts is...
Of course it is, but we've always got you to remind us.
Yes, and I was... As I said off air, I might be taking issue with Wikipedia here.
Oh, dear.
Anyway, the band we're talking about is Superengine.
Now,
they started off known as Mr. Tickle, just as a trio originally, with Renee Bingham on guitar and vocals, Jonathan Fernandez on bass and vocals, and a drummer.
Mm-hmm.
And they started off in February of 1996.
Feb. That's very specific.
It is. And they were just beginning year 11.
Get out.
So, yes, it was a high school band. They were from the hills. I'm not quite sure where in the hills, although I know they were playing at the Kalamunda Hotel, although they might have been from Mundaring.
Okay.
But obviously, being that young, I think some parents would have been in attendance.
Sure.
Now, they kept gigging, still as a three-piece, up until early 2002, when they started to expand the band. Now, if you believe a number of the interviews, that's when Superengine started, but it's not quite true. It's when Mr. Tickle started to expand into what became Superengine.
Okay. So when do you reckon Superengine officially
cut the ribbon? Well, their first gig, as far as I can figure out, under the Superengine name, happened at the Hyde Park in December of 2003, where the subtitle was formerly Mr. Tickle.
I see.
Now, by that point in time, actually, I'll go back a little bit, because the last lineup of Mr. Tickle did some recording, which wasn't released until 2004, but was released under the Superengine name.
All right.
We're following what's happening here?
I think so. Yep, keep going.
Okay, so we've got Renee on guitar and vocals, John on bass and vocals, Alison Brown on Fafaza organ and vocals as well. Melanie Price on trombone, xylophone, glockenspiel and tambourine.
Oh.
And let's see, I think that's... oh, Jimmy the Lips Murphy on trumpet.
He was in on it.
Oh, yeah, he's been... He's, yes.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
All right.
Kate Mato on marimba and tambourine, and one Tim Lowe on drums and triangle. Now, Tim Lowe, probably best known for his time in Cinema Prague.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the band recorded three songs, or at least three songs, because they had the demo out, which had three songs, although they went for 20 minutes, the whole lot. But this is from that demo, which got a fair bit of airplay on this very radio station.
I bet it did.
And they actually re-recorded the track I'm about to play, which ended up on their debut album. But this is Mr. Tickle / Superengine and Intermittent Lies.
Close your eyes in the sky.
On Breakfast on RTRFM 92.1, we're deep in the land that time forgot with Ross Chisholm and Super Engine this morning.
Stroke Mr. Tickle, or Mr. Tickle strokes Super Engine. And that was their demo version of Intermittent Lies, which came out in 2004. Big thank you to Glenn, who phoned up and informed me that Renee Bingham and Jonathan Fernandez went to Les Moody High School.
There we go.
And so he's even got the demo cassette that the band had out.
Oh, Glenn. Nice
bastard.
One.
I haven't got that. How's he got that?
All right. So this was those first sounds from the band as they moved from Mr. Tickle to becoming Super Engine.
Yeah, they'd basically got the sound at that point in time.
Nice one.
So a minor change. A couple of people left the band and they got Rowan Ford came in on drums, who'd also played in an earlier version of Mr. Tickle and played in a number of other Hills bass bands as well.
So he was back?
Sort of, yes.
Okay.
Not technically in Super Engine, but in the band and da-da-da-da-da-da. Mm-hmm. Now, they released their proper release, which was the Triangulation CD EP, which came out in November of 2005. They launched it at the Swan Basement. Interestingly enough, it didn't have any of the tracks that were on the demo. All new stuff. Well, there's three new songs and a couple of remixes of other stuff. But we're going to go with the lead track from the Triangulation CD EP. This is a piece called Gigantic Faces.
On RTRFM 92.1, Super Engine.
In this final
sounding like RTRFM in the mid-2000s, right?
Yeah.
That would have been played a hell of a lot.
I suspect so. And some really nice harmonies there
so
as
good.
Well.
Good xylophone too.
And
a massive thank you to Steggles as well for giving us a call. He, definitely bringing back some mid-2000s memories for him. And he's very excited to hear some Hills folk representing.
Ye Hills folk.
Probably shouldn't call them that anyway.
Hey, I've lived up there.
Thanks, Steve. That's true. That's true. I can say that to you. Cheers, Steggles.
That was a piece called Gigantic Faces, taken from the Triangulation CD EP, which
Lovely.
Came out in November of 2005. Now, by the time the launch came, there'd been further changes to the band, and people were diversifying, one mm-hmm. could say.
Mm-hmm.
A number of the interviews I read, particularly with John Fernandez, when he said, oh, or when he was playing, and he said, oh, I play in other bands, and people go, oh, what bands? And he refused to tell them. He said, listen to Super Engine, and then I'll tell you.
Okay.
Because as soon as he mentioned the other bands, everyone goes, oh, you're that sort of band, without listening to Super Engine.
Interesting. Okay. So no pigeonholing for John Fernandez.
Definitely not.
Yeah.
He and Jimmy the Lips were playing in the funk club, and that was part of the problem.
Mm.
Oh, you play in a funk band, therefore Super Engine must be a funk band, which, if you listen to him, clearly is not the case. A new recruit to the band, Elliot Brennan, was also playing in Institute Pelair as well, and other people had other things on the go. Now, the band ended up recording their debut album, in fact, only album, which was called Shadows Meet, which came out in August of 2007 and was launched at the Bakery. Other changes were Eric Thurn came in on drums.
Mm-hmm.
They did their only Eastern States tour, which happened in April of 2008, where they did a whistle-stopped tour through Sydney, Melbourne, Brisbane and Adelaide. And that was it. They went their various different ways.
Where are they now? Well, obviously John Fernandez is busy as a bee.
Yeah, he's a professional musician and all that entails, playing in multiple bands, multiple different styles, all sorts of stuff. Melanie Price played with Sixes and Sevens, Sunshine Brothers, I think, is a fill-in more than anything else, then played with the Leap Year for a year. And then moved to Sydney.
Mm-hmm.
Elliot Brennan was in Institute Pelair, who played at In the Pines earlier this year.
They did indeed.
Most of the rest of them seem to have taken a lower profile, let me put it that way. Even Jimmy the Lips Murphy, who has played in so many bands.
Absolutely. He's in the on the council.
Yeah, I think that's why he's actually pulled back, because he was, as we've described, some drummers who spread the love around. Jimmy the Lips did that for the trumpet as
Jimmy
well.
Jimmy the Lips was spreading the love at the 40th at Neon Picnic, 40th birthday in Hyde Park. He played a bit of Happy Birthday. Yeah.
So he's still around.
The
Lips are still around.
Absolutely.
Okay, we're going to finish off with a track from the band's Shadows Meet CD. I did mention that the band had the demo out, which had a couple of tracks, which one was Intermittent Lies, which ended up being on the album and released as a single. This track, which is called Searching, was also on the demo, but I actually prefer this version. And this is them definitely in sunshine pop mode. This is Super Engine and Searching.
Let's do it. Thanks, Ross, on RTRFM 92.1. Ah, lovely.
Searching for the place you told me, drifting through the past. Never can it be. Telling me the story, trying to relate to me. Trying to see past your winding, weaving through my heart. Never ever clear. Telling me the story, trying to relate to me. Searching for the place you told me, drifting through the past. Searching for the place you told me, drifting through the past. Trying to see past your winding, weaving through my heart. Trying to see past your winding, weaving through my heart. Searching for the past, trying to see past your winding, trying. Weaving.